This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright. Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. How about that? All right. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City on a Sunday morning. Get this cold front through here and start all over again this week. All right. Let's run down to Baffin Bay and let's check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. Glad to be here talking on the show with you. How are you doing?
No fishing today?
Oh, no. No, sir. It's howling pretty good here right now. It's pretty cool. Thermostat's reading 56 degrees. Tomorrow it's supposed to be colder, too.
I know.
They're calling for it to be 48 in the morning here.
Body
so,
shock.
This is really nice compared to the temperatures that we have been having. Prior to this cold front, I mean, our water temperature, we started wet wading this week, water temperature was in the low 80s, and then it was reaching up mid 80s by midday. Of course, up in the shallow end of the water, it would warm up pretty quick. But you know, after we got all this rain, kind of threw off our patterns here in Baffin for a little bit. I think mainly, mostly in all areas where all that runoff enters into these bays. And, I called you. I was so frustrated for a couple days straight, just fishing hard, and I fished 3 days in a row right after we got, all that rain. It was here in Baffin, we had anywhere between 8 to 10 inches. Some areas varied. Some were less, some were more, but of course all that runoff, on the King Ranch surrounding areas, Baffin Bay, Kingsville, up going towards Chapman Ranch, all that area. I mean, all that runoff comes into, of course, up by Chapman Ranch, it comes into the back of Alazon.
Right.
And then of course the Cayo, all that runoff comes from, Kingsville area. Now the Salada, that would be, the Los Olmos Creek, which runs from east to south. There's a dam out there, on the King Ranch, I believe, on that side. So that dam has to fill up first in order for that runoff to get out there, entering to Los Olmos. So, typically I think that creek doesn't get a whole lot of runoff other than from around that area, on the farms and people that own that property over there. So usually after we get all that rain, right there underneath Highway 77, you can drive down there and you can just count all the cars that are underneath there. They're getting after that black drum, and those black drum, they'll race up that creek so fast and so far up there. So a lot of folks will go down there. I've done it before. I've done it a long time ago, right after a big rain, you see a big old black cloud out in the distance.
Right.
And you just get out there and right after that rain and throw like chunk mullet or fish bites on bottom, and man, you'll limit out on decent size black drum quick too.
Right.
I know biggest drum I ever caught was over there. I thought I was snagged on a log, and it had to have been 40 inches. It had the little whiskers and all that stuff. It had, all kinds of growth on it. I just couldn't imagine.
Big bull drum, how old. I get them chin whiskers.
Yes. I can't imagine how old those fish are when they get that big. What they've been through, what they've seen, what they've experienced. That would be a pretty neat study. But Baffin Bay is black drum headquarters right now. All the drum lines are being placed, of course, in areas where we had a lot of runoff. We're catching black drum occasionally on bottom, just dust and lure off bottom. You'll feel that little bite, that little drum bite on bottom. I caught one the other day. Of course, we're fishing for trout, and man, that was a pretty good sized black drum. She came out of the water and darted through the water and got off. But the 3 days right after all that rain, our tide came up big time. Had all that low pressure, tide came up, fresh water entered. It threw off our pattern big time, and so what happened, and I noticed this when we came in the last day, I was howling out of the east southeast, which is a tough wind to wade in Baffin in some areas. Makes for kind of an awkward wade. You kind of have to set yourself up right. And so on the way back in, running a parallel drop off, and mind you, it's deep out there in this drop off, maybe. At that time, with the tide being as high as it was, it's probably 7 feet, 6 feet. There were massive slicks out there to where, they were so potent. And I looked at them because, of course, the wind was howling, and I was trying to ride them waves back in. And I kind of glanced over, one of the slicks had to have been at least 75 yards long, maybe 30 yards wide. It was just a massive slick. So that tells me they're out there.
Yeah, he pulled
way
out deep.
Yeah, on that low, they're on that lower column, way out there in that saltier water. And what really phases me is, even though we've had all this fresh water, after a day of fishing, when all this, you know, like yesterday, I got home and I had some things to do, so I didn't rinse off the boat right away, and all that water that was on my boat, on my Yeti coolers and whatnot, had dried off. And I took a picture of the salt that was on that Yeti. I mean, it was a layer. And you could bottle it up. So I posted it. I said, Baffin Bay sea salt. But that's how salty it
goes
still
good
is.
On a ribeye.
Oh, yeah. Good for exfoliation, too. You just rub it on your face and multi-usage out of that. Yeah, so, you know, that goes to show how salty this ecosystem is here in this bay. And so whenever I was putting my boat in yesterday, I was sitting there at the dock waiting on my guys, bringing Baffin back. That's a program here where they study the ecosystem here. I guess they take water samples. They were taking samples yesterday out of the Cayo, and I got to talking to them for a little bit, and I said, you know, I'd really like to see that data. And I was just asking where I could find it. And they said, well, it won't be posted until about maybe a year out from today. I was like, oh man, I said, I'd be interested to see the salinity levels before we had all this rain. And now that it's so close, and we were only like, I want to say 10 days out from all that rain that we had. So they were out there pulling samples, in the Cayo, and, they had I think that boat there was, it was a Haney 25 Magnum. And I was like, man, is that a 25T or is that a 25 Magnum? It's a Magnum. I said, man, that's the kind of boat you want to be in today. And most of the boats that went out yesterday, they were those V holes. And I'm still in my Shoalwater Cat. And, I'm like, man, today's the day to be running that hole in this water. So that's how the conversation started, of course, but, yeah, the wind has been howling. Of course, yesterday when we were out there, the day prior to that, it was blowing out of the southeast, and it was blowing hard. So there's certain areas that we go to seek cover from that, where we can fish thoroughly, especially with four people. You know, Baffin, it's tough sometimes when the wind is blowing like that to fish areas that aren't, you know, real deep, or that get deep real quick, especially when our tides come up a little bit. You got to spread out four people, five including yourself, and be able to work an area thoroughly and efficiently for a long period of time. So I, you know, we stayed in the Cayo yesterday, and I said, Thomas said, look, the winds are going to be dangerously high today. I said, you know, for that reason, we're going to stay close, because it's just too dangerous to go out there. And they agreed. They're like 10:40, you know, they have two sons with them, younger boys. I said, it's just, I don't want to risk that. I've seen things happen on days when it's this windy out here, and, it can get dangerous. So they were all on board, and we went out to an area, and we were able to spread out and fish it thoroughly. And one of the boys, he caught his PB on that day, and it was blowing like 30. I'm gusting 35 at that point.
Is that
point.
The picture I saw of that young man the other day with that big trout? Yeah, that was
a
good photo.
Jack. Yes, he was throwing that down south lure, Papa Pearl, on I believe it was Sartreuse 116 aught Texas Custom Lure jig head. And I told them, boys, I said, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, probably most of the big trout bites we're gonna get are gonna be out deep. So if y'all can, y'all get out there on that deeper end, and I'll stay out here up shallow.
Right.
I said, because we've had a lot of fresh water. I said, no, that estuary is just, you know, we're not too far from it. So get out deep, work that lure on bottom, the lower column. They did. I mean, they're from Austin, and so. And they go to Westlake. They're freshmen at Westlake, in which, you know, many don't know, I graduated from Westlake, so we had a lot to talk about.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Teachers that are still there that I know, and so it's pretty cool to touch base on that.
Yeah.
But anyways, they took instruction very well, and they fish freshwater up. They've got a lake house somewhere, I think, on LBJ, and they fish for bass up there, and
no,
you know,
better fisherman to take that hadn't ever been, yep, saltwater fishing than bass fishermen, man.
Yep, they've got it.
They got it. They know.
They have
the skills. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, Rihanna. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. There's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their displays of their different bottles and regulators and diffusers. Or if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. It doesn't get any fresher than Boyd's, and there's no farm raised there. If you're looking for whatever shrimp count you want, they usually have it. And we're right in the middle of crawfish season, and Boyd's is crawfish headquarters. Whether you want to buy them by the sack or buy them pre-cooked, you can get them there at their Cajun Grill or their Santa Fe location. Check them out at boydsonestop.com. Give them a call at 409-945-4001, and when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back. I was looking on Black Drum. You were talking about how long they live. It's about the same as a redfish, 60 years, they say.
Wow.
And
wow.
They can grow up to 100 pounds. Studies, you know, have reported black drum weighing more than 60 kilograms on the Atlantic coast.
Jeez.
But they don't seem to grow as big on the Gulf Coast.
But,
yeah. They live up to 60 years like, Bull Red does. And I'm looking at our state record. It was 81 pounds.
Wow, that's a unit.
Yeah, that's a dump truck, man.
Yeah, it is. I feel bad for the person on the other end of the line.
My mom caught one when I was a kid that was like, caught it in the Clear Lake Channel, the place her and my grandma used to fish called the Depot. And it was 75 pounds.
Oh, man.
They weighted it in one of those fish markets. I don't know. It took forever because it was caught on a direct drive reel with no star drag. She was having to thumb it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think she was pretty exhausted after she caught it. I don't know. I was probably 6 or 8 years old. I remember it. The Depot, we used to catch 2 and 3 pound croakers every cast in that spot.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't. The last big croaker that I caught, I think it was around 14 inches, was here in Baffin Bay, and it was in 2020 during COVID.
Yeah.
And it was on the Kennedy Ranch shoreline. Just, right there, there's a couple of, there's one pier right there, and I think the Kennedy Ranch has a house that they put up there, I guess some of the family at, and I would just kind of drift right up there parallel to that shoreline, and one time it just rod bent, and I felt that little bump, and I was like, man, what is this? Pull it up, and it was about a 14-inch croaker, and I said, wow, that's pretty neat. I've never seen that. That was the biggest one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But, of course, that was in 2020.
Yeah.
Probably around May, springtime. It was warm. Wind was howling out of the southeast, and there it was. I think we kept that one inflated and ate it.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
Good move.
Yeah, that's good
eating fish. Well, they're excellent.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Real white, tender meat. Man, it was excellent. But, yeah, going back to them bass fishermen that I'm fortunate enough to take on trips with me and they fish alongside me, they've got the technique down and the casting down. They've got the deliberate type fishing techniques down. And so they understand that we're not looking for many bites, they're looking for one good one or a couple good ones and maybe some scragglers in between, but they're looking for some good fish. And so those young men that were fishing with me, they, and of course I love taking out the younger generations out, that are eager to learn, they're eager to know more, they take instruction well, they listen well, they adapt very quickly too. And so those young men did all of that, and of course told them, hey, y'all get out as deep as y'all can to where y'all are comfortable, and we're just going to run parallel to the shore. The wind was behind us. You could cast out a mile with that wind. So that was that's always a good thing about a good wind that's howling. You can really chunk a lure out there. And so I told them, so just let that lure fall to the bottom. I said, your retrieve might be a little bit slower, might be a little bit, boring at times, but just let it drag on bottom, dust it off bottom, just barely twitch it off bottom. And he did, and I was way out shallow, and I saw that fish come up. She came up, shook her head and everything. You couldn't miss it. You could not miss it. And I said, whoo, man, that's a big one. I ran over there as fast as I could, and she had spit her stomach. I kept seeing that pink deal.
Oh, she threw her stomach up?
Yep, she I kept seeing it flinging out, and I said, man, I said, just keep her down. And so I came up and took pictures with her, and I said, man, just keep her in the water since she's under a lot of stress right now. I said, it happens when they inhale that hook that deep, they realize they've got something that they're not supposed to have, and they they throw up that stomach. And he, you know, I could tell he had his head down. And I said, look, it's not your fault. I said, these things happen. It's not the first time that it's happened on this boat. And so that fish did not make it, unfortunately. So she
sometimes you can take, if you can get that stomach stuff back down, you know, behind the crushers and back into the throat area, you can take your rod butt and push it and push that
and
stomach back into that fish. And I've seen about half of them make it doing that. I mean, but it just depends on the stress the fish went through in the fight and the battle and everything else too, you know.
It was a pretty rough battle. And I was, of course, I was running over there as fast as I could.
That's a doomsday fish.
Yes, it was.
It happens. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
I told that young man, and of course, we went back to fishing. When we all came back to the boat, I talked to his dad, and I said, look, I said, I hope he realizes it's not his fault.
No,
it's not the first time it's happened. So when the boys came back, I said, look, I told him, I said, Jack, look, I want you to realize that what happened was not your fault. I said, these things happen. It's the nature of the game. I said, you know, whenever a fish inhales a hook like that, they sometimes throw up their stomachs. I said, it's just like us. We eat something we're not supposed to. We're going to throw it up. And then she did the same thing. I said, you know, it was a hard battle. You know, she had a full belly. I mean, her belly was, she had a full sack of eggs. I mean, she was just fat. I mean, she had a bunch of cellulite on top of that too. But I said, look, I want you to realize that, you know, you did everything you could. We did everything we could. Let's move on. And so it was, I think, whenever you know that you're looking for a species of fish, you fight for them, you advocate for them, you know that the guide advocates for them, there's a sense of a little bit of guilt. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that.
No.
I was like, look, it happens. It's, you know, it's not the first time that a upper class oversized trout has passed away on one of my charters. I said, let's just move on. It's just the way it goes sometimes. But that fish weighed 6 3/4, and she had to been anywhere between 27, 28 inches.
Yeah.
But
it was a nice fish.
She was beautiful. Yeah, she was beautiful. She was way out deep on that lower column. You know, I could see he had his rod tip, you know, about a 45 degree angle, just dropping it, you know, just dropping it and reeling, you know, pretty, not too fast, but at a steady pace. So, and I asked him, did you feel her grab it? He said, yeah, she hit it hard. I said, yes. And so typically whenever you feel that initial grab, I said, I didn't catch a fish that day, so I wasn't able to demonstrate to them how I set the hook. I said, but typically, I'll set the hook parallel to the water. However deep it is, of course, I like to be up shallow so I can really set that hook low, keep that rod tip low. I said, because naturally, they want to come up and do all that number. They want to come up and shake. I said, they naturally feed upward. Their eyes are on the upper quadrant of their head. They're looking up. They're typically on bottom. I said, so what I do to keep them from coming up and doing all that number, kind of gain control of them, keep that rod tip low when you're fighting her. And so they were like, oh, okay, because I saw he had his rod tip up the whole time she was coming up. I said, look, it's all part of the process. You know, we're here to learn. We're here to better our angling skills. I said, look, it's just it's part of the process, and it's just the way it goes. So, you know, that was yesterday around 9:30, I believe. So the wind was already whipping at that time, and after that,
boy, it was a blow this week, man. I mean, I always think of you guys, because when it's blowing up here, I go, man, you can add 10 or 15 to it for South Texas. Gosh.
Yep, always. Yeah, and so further south, too, it's blowing about the same. It's about equal, maybe a little more. But I always tell, you know, these guys fish with me in Mansfield, and, of course, we fished up in the flats where you can wade in this wind up shallow for miles and miles and miles, and you're able to, you know, you're able to dissect an area for a long time all day long. I said, look, the downfall about Baffin is that we don't have a long, big flat like that here. You know, we've got deep water access. And when the wind is howling like this, and it's howling out of the east, southeast, or it's got a lot of east in it, it makes a lot of areas tough to wade. You've got to kind of, you know, wade an area, then come back and move around and make that same parallel wade and keep doing it. There's some areas where you can wade for a long period of time. And then there's some areas where you know, if you've got a big group, you've got to really, really plan out your day. And so the strategy part of fishing here in Baffin takes a little bit more thinking, a little bit more planning, a little more, you know, I'll try to picture it in my head. Okay, how am I going to do this with four guys? Okay, I can go there, not there. In Mansfield, you just go right out and get out, and everybody gets out, and there's not a whole lot of strategic planning to make in the wades with the howling southeast wind, northwest, northeast wind. You know, you can get away with it, and that's the beauty of Port Mansfield. So whenever I have days howling like this, I'm like, man, I miss Port Mansfield.
Yeah, I told my buddy,
Kim, my buddy Kim Golden, she's a guide out of Port O'Connor primarily. She's down in Mansfield right now for a week, and she caught a toad yesterday. She caught one right at 30.
I saw that.
I told her, I said, man, I wish I was down there with you.
You can't be everywhere at once, man. That's just the way it is. It's,
I know it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
That's right.
All right, Rihanna.
Wish I woulda.
Well, I got to run, my friend. It's always good talking to you. And
yes,
good luck with your fishing this week. Hopefully everything will settle out. We'll have a good week ahead of us. But if somebody wants to call you about coming down and cutting a wade with you, how they do it?
Yes, sir. My number is 361-296-5400. Weather looks great this week. I'll be here in Baffin, and I'll also be in my new boat. So come take a ride with me in Baffin. Let's make a wade.
Awesome. Good luck with that new boat. That's
yes, sir.
Nothing like a fresh new rig, man. Nothing like it.
I'll send you some pictures, Mickey.
Hey, please do. I'd like to see it. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brianna. Right, always a pleasure talking to you. You have a good Sunday.
You too, Mickey. Take care.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already on a Sunday morning. Man, it's gone by quick. No better way to wrap her up. My old buddy Bink Grimes down in Matagorda. Matagorda. What's up, Bink?
Not too much. I'm dragging a little bit. Stayed up, watched that U of H ball game.
I know, man. Wish I'd have recorded it. I screwed up. All I had to do was hit record on a remote and go to bed, you know?
I still can't believe they pulled it off. I just did just when you're down 14 to Duke, and Duke is playing so well, and I mean, U of H was getting no breaks whatsoever, loose balls, well, everything.
And, you can always figure that any Houston team, whether it's the old Oilers, the Texans, the Astros. Hey, we've had our fair share of those.
Yeah, I thought it was over, but you just keep watching them. I enjoy watching them so much because they just play so dadgum hard, and it's hard to find teams anymore that play just hard for 40 minutes and
to the bitter end.
They did, and
no
quit difference. None. I mean, it was, and I mean, I gotta be wondering what Duke's feeling this morning, because man, I'm telling you, they had it. It was over. The ball game was over, and the Cougs just. And Kelvin Sampson, he recruits those kind of kids, and they get after it. So, gives us something to do tomorrow night, watch a national championship ball game.
Is that when it is, tomorrow night?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they had the whole Jim Nantz, all of them. Hakeem was, everybody was, like, they were referring back to Fast Lemon Jamma days, you know. So, it was Heck, I think I was 12 years old back in all that. So.
Yeah, I remember that. That was one hell of a Cougar team. Unbelievable.
It was.
Clyde Drexler, Akeem Olajuwon, Michael Michu. I mean, man, what a team.
Winslow. Yeah. Man, what a team. What a team. What a team. Yep. Yep. I guess we'll shift a little gears. We finally got some water back in the bay.
Fixing to lose it.
Yeah, it can come at a better time. I need to fix the pier at the lodge, and I need about two. It got a little high, and I need to do a little fixing on it. And so we're going to put our jackets on and get after it in the morning with a low tide. So it couldn't come at a better time. But it was nice to get some water back in the bay this week. It sure was, and it helped. You know, winds blew our hats off most of the time, but you know,
it howled like a wolf all week, man.
It did. But you know, you got a chance when you got that much water. Didn't have all that kind of water,
you can get out of the wind and get into places that you normally can't get to and make a day of it.
And that's what we did. Found some big old redfish, and it was it was good. And yesterday, yesterday you thought it was gonna howl and it didn't. I mean, it just didn't, and it was light winds down there, and I didn't fish, but some of my guys, man, they got after them good, it'll be a couple of days.
I talked to him yesterday morning, said they had some kind of corporate deal, and that's good. And, glad everybody caught him, man. That's good.
Yeah, no joke. It's April, man. It's April. It's hard to predict April. You just got to fish. Just fish. If you got a chance, go, you know?
Yeah.
You get surprised. April's just April. I mean, there's been so many days you thought you were going to struggle and you got them. And there's been so many days when you thought this was going to be easy today and you struggled. You know, it's just, just go, you know. It's probably it's one of the tougher months to fish. I think April is. It's just because you just don't know.
That's true. What usually kills me in April up my way is when, you know, these fish get on that darn glass minnow pattern. You got that real early and real late bite, and that in-between bite is almost non-existent sometimes. You know, the bite windows get small, and you just gotta be there early when they go off and be there late when they go off.
No, that's right, man.
All the best fishing trips I ever had in April, I think, have been right at dark, you know?
Right at dark, yep. And it's hard to get people to do that now, but, man, we used to do that so much.
I know. Hard to keep anybody out there that long. Everybody's got so much going on in their lives these days.
Yeah, man, we used to do that. Used to, an incoming tide in the afternoon, it'd be low in the morning, and we'd try to move it to the afternoon. Hey, man, let's fish from, you know, leave at 1 and fish till dark. You know, those incoming tides, that's back when we had, you know, a lot of grass and seagrasses and stuff in West Bay. Those pelicans would hit those shorelines in West Bay. We'd go out there and wade those top waters. And, man, we were talking about it this week. I waded West Bay this week. And, man, we were talking about just, God, those April afternoons where you just counted on the glass, man. It's just wads of them coming on the shoreline. And, man, it just doesn't happen anymore like that. And we don't have the grass we used to. I don't know if it's because of – I know the glass minnows are there, but – we just don't – they don't come on that shoreline.
They're not as thick as they used to be. You know, you don't see those big glass minnows anymore. You know, like when you can see something floating on the water and they're flipping over it. You know, the old-timer used to call them circus minnows, but you just don't see that like we used to have.
Those fish would blow those minnows out of the water, and you'd – you know, they'd be blowing them out of the water, then a brown pelican would dive from the heavens.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Well, and you'd see a big old giant glob of them. It looked like it was raining on the water. You know, like you see with rain minnows out in the Gulf, tarpon fishing. That's the way how thick those glass minnows used to get. Pretty impressive.
And, man, they'd slick on and they tell you right where they are, too. I mean, of course you see it, but then those old glass minnows are so oily. They're sardines, you know.
Right.
They're so oily and sweet smelling slicks, too, man.
Man.
Cutting the grass for the first time in the springtime, you know, same smell.
Yep. Well, everything went good on the Texas Insider Fishing Report this week, looks like.
It did. Sure did. You acted like you knew what you were doing.
Man, I don't know. I'll get it down. That's just kind of weird. You got to get all that information in that short a time.
I know. Sometimes I think I talk too fast.
Galveston's just too big. You can't cover all of it. Huge. I mean,
no, you can't.
You just got to hit all the best stuff that you know. And you know, when you got to do Galveston and Sabine both, it's almost overwhelming.
Well, it is.
I'm not a fast talker anyway. If I could spit it out real fast, I could probably do it all. But I don't have enough Yankee in me. I'm a Southerner.
Well, we got 25 more weeks of it to go, so if everybody's listening out there, you'll see me and Mickey on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till the end of September. So it's a nice little supplement to this show. I mean, you get plenty of information on the outdoor show, then you come and get a little bit more.
That's it.
On the Space City Houston, I guess, here is what comes on. Here, right around the Astros. Now, if we just get the Astros to start playing a little bit better,
the Texas Rangers Rockets. Channel too.
Oh yeah, Texas Rangers.
What is it called this year? Last year it was called Battle Sports Net. What is it now? FanDuel.
FanDuel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, FanDuel gets you in the Metroplex, and it also airs in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I saw it on the OK channel, 675 or whatever it is on DirecTV.
Yeah, does that too. Yeah, we're gonna work a little bit early in the week. I'm gonna try to get in a turkey hunt on Tuesday maybe and see if they act a little bit better. Boy, they were tough to hunt this week. Man, I tell you, they gobble on the roost, and when they hit the ground, I'm telling you, for 3 days, I did not hear another gobble. Didn't see hens, and I'm hunting a lot of birds.
They went silent. I'm
telling you, because they are getting after it on the roost, and then I'm telling you, you don't see them. So, I think they're just henned up because I'm not seeing the big groups of hens. But it's just like fishing. It's like anything else. They'll flip a switch, and they'll just be all over the place. So, but, I mean, this week, man, I hunted three different mornings. And I'm telling you, there's a couple mornings I thought I was going to get them. And just like fishing, didn't get them. And then there were a couple mornings where I had them coming to me, and I was just – and wasn't saying nothing, not a bird strutting, just big old gobblers following two ends, not gobbling, and just couldn't, still about 30 yards out. So I like talking to a bunch of hunters in different areas of the state, and they kind of told me the same thing, so kind of made me feel a little bit better. But turkey hunt is just turkey hunt, man. Like I said, I hope they flip a switch this week, because we spent a lot of time this week and didn't do too much, but it was, man, this the things you see out there during the spring is pretty damn cool. Had to fight off coyotes.
I sent Lynn Smith a picture of Brian Barrera's turkey with a six beards.
Man, that was something else. He sent me
one back. Somebody, the ranch that Lynn guides on for deer, somebody killed a five-bearded one.
Man.
Pretty impressive looking. Man. The main beard's huge, and then it's got the five other ones.
Uh-huh.
Or four other ones to go with that one. So that's two pretty good turkeys right there, just from people I'm affiliated with.
Turkeys are mysterious creatures. I think that's why we like to hunt them, man. They're a cool bird. You just never know what they're going to do. Man, you just don't. But it's a pretty cool hunt to be right there with, because you don't know if you – I mean, I've had hogs that this week, you know, I thought I was going to have to shoot hogs. I mean, you just that kind of stuff. And this morning, one morning, I mean, they are sounding off on a roost, and I'm just thinking, man, they're going to jump off and come. And then two daggum coyotes show up 20 yards from me just staring at me. I said, man.
That's not good.
No. So I had to gingerly try to, you know, you can't shoot them. Because then you blow your hunt.
Then you ruin your hunt, right?
Yeah, you know, and then you can't really get up and make noise, because then you ruin your hunt, because then the turkeys know where you are. You know, it's just it was just one of those weeks. But we'll be back this week. But it looks like, man, after I guess after all this clears out, we're going to have some 40-degree mornings. But, shoot, I think it's going to be light winds after – maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. Like,
I hope so. We'll have salvage this week. Get some good fishing in, man. Some good weather behind this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
I welcome this kind of, you know, I love those water exchanges. You know, we pump them bull tides up my way and then flush. You know, it mixes in with fresh, and then you flush it out and then come back with more good salt, and it can only help.
No, it can. Yeah, well, same here. It went. I can't remember a spring or you know winter spring where the tide was so low. You know, before we finally got this water.
Well, we had a long time of that low water, didn't we? Golly,
I can't ever remember it being like that. I can't ever remember it. This is the first time it's been high. This week was the first time it's been high. Man, I don't know. I don't know, 2025 maybe, you know, because, I mean, January, you know, it's going to be low in January because we got those fronts, you know.
One after another, three a week.
Yeah, yeah. And then it just but you very rarely, you know, there was just a lot of west wind the first part of 2025 that just kept dumping water, you know, so. You think you got it
so much
out
for that old saying, winds in the east, fishing's the least, winds in the west, fishing's the best. Well, it's not. It's not here.
It's not. Not
maybe
here.
Somewhere else, but not around here, man.
That's exactly right. But, you know, that's what we're going to be doing this week. Man, I think I can wade one day this week. I think we're going to, and then, the rest of it will be drifting, so I think we'll be all right with the winds. Maybe get back out in East Bay. It was, you know, like I said, it was tough to fish until yesterday. Well, early in the week you got out there. I didn't, but our fishery is quality of fish that's coming out of it's pretty encouraging. So we're pretty happy to see what's going on, you know. And it got to 74, 75, 76 degree water temp this week. Yeah. You know, I had waders on Tuesday morning, but when I got out, I said, man, I didn't, you know, the wind was blowing, so it was a little chilly, but man, the water temperature was good. They were eating the top water. Jeez. They was jerking it out of my hand, so
yeah. Rihanna said they waited wet this week in Baffin, but they won't now after this front.
No, not after this front.
No,
but yeah, it was
48 degrees tomorrow morning. I'd have waders on. I promise you. I promise you. I don't like being cold anymore.
I don't either. I used to, but man, I don't either. I don't either, but it was encouraging this week to get a little topwater bite too. That was good. So,
yeah, that's always fun.
You know, it is. I don't get to throw them like we used to. Just used to throw them all the time, you know, because I waded 80% of the time. But now, shoot, we don't wade maybe a quarter of the time. So
yeah, times have changed. Yeah. Used to, you couldn't get anybody that wanted to fish out of the boat. You're going, man, I'm on some big trout out deep. Y'all want to go out there and try them? Nah, let's keep waiting. We like wade fishing. Well, now it's just the opposite.
Just the opposite. You know, if it was,
boys, if we'll jump out and wade this flat right here, we'll probably catch some pretty good fish. Nah, we're good, Captain. Let's fish out deep.
Yeah, when I wrote my wade fishing book back in 2003, shoot, that's 22 years now. I mean, that's all we did back then, and there was a market for a wade fishing book, you know, and now sales are a little down. there's only a certain amount of people that do it anymore, and if it was today, I probably wouldn't have written a wade fishing book. It'd be more of a drifting book.
Right. So. All right, buddy. Well.
Times have changed.
Well, Bink, if somebody wants to get down and come down and stay at Sunrise Lodge, or you got rental property too, if they just want to rent something while they're down there fishing a tournament or what have you, how do they get a hold of you, man? Even go fishing with you.
Yeah, Sunrise Lodge. I'm out of Gordon, sunriselodge.com.
979-241-1705. All right, buddy. Well,
Bink. Matagorda, need you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, hang in there, man. We'll get a weather break. Let's go get them. We'll see you, man.
Okay.
Thanks, Bink. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today, but we'll be back next Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.